objection from anybody on fishing game, putting tags on these bears and putting the stuff inside of them, but I don't know if there'll be any hunters getting any bears from food involved, but they're scared to death about those fatalities of the bears that they put radios in.
Maybe what we could do is, like Pete says, find somebody that knows a lot about the drugs that they put into the bears, and you know how they have these programs on the radio and stuff, have the person talk and let people know how long the drugs would have an effect on that animal once it is shot. How long, what the longest would be, and that kind of thing. And I think that might help, because, you know, it could be right. It could be that they're affected for a long time by that drug. But on the other hand, you know, it could be that it wears off right away. And it would be good information to know and make known by using the radio station, plus the newspaper that they have.
Sitä ei se minä pysty yhdeksäkään laukka. Va, mä taavut maka angmuteli makoniga. Ato kun minä etsi takkani, niin tokon minä olevi taavuma, unit siellä kahdeksan asiakot taavun muona, alkaa sokkoilla päätty, kenen nopitne. Tavna onko kohdikilla kaa. Maka, fishing game, savastot, tahtnattinik, kenen näillä niitä kutikin minähtäni kankutinik makonina. Tuva, minun namen juna subsistence, sinu nähdä kutu varut minä päini, anna nähtä omro, ablaan uva. Sakit nähtit morha, tulle kenen nähtä jo. Nalve tulle, nalaan mit, minä väikkit muhtaanak mit. Minä väikki lyhdik, minä väikki päivälik, pitpada, kaana on minä, että uva varut. Minun namen tema tema kani naglan ang ayokapte inyuna direct kami dona nunamin inyuna hotin tako toxic sura na ayokapte nunamin naglan tako hotin inyuna hot bawat kahit mura halakti naglan suli toxic kani dona nasa kalbu yung inyay tu tawa ko na wakti ni mani taket na hani tawa ni tawa ka ulahita iba betawan mato alhasil cari juga hadirin pilih pada terima gelar terkasih yang ini cipta kamu nafas tidak aku lebih cipta alhasil tik hari dalam juga sakit nasib mon teman dan nona ini nyuda lepas anggur jenis sebalut makunina aku nasib muktar tak terima tak nasib ini pakai tidak aku ding pada pakai tidak aku ding Piyumin tamatko kay Mardner Makawa sa wakto kasama mataman na tukon ni tiga at tiga wawot tak na nun namin ninyo na alas po doon na toxic sula ako makata tak na nun namin ninyo na alas po tamon na ikawil buba wawot utok panahin kinawalonin kasi makata tamon na lo alakasin tibi yuktiyo adlang na kata
Munak kiva ala kari ketinggi Yuni sekarang fitri juga kiva amane ikarme makro marili semaru tamani semaru ikarme kamu ngali tak rakoting akalui kamu ngasih bulu mata kaya rakoting tak amane akalui sinya urut tema tema ngak tena kori rakata kamu tena itu kalau kimesin akalui titik tena nekau tinggi pelik tena pelik Kaya sinya ang may diba ni Lakiga, tam na. Kamu nga, ni ko sinya ang urod, ubahod til mange av land. Jeg korsinerer fra løpet av land. Korsineringer på Louis og Lippet i Vittjøn, Lovor og Damani, i Nord-Nærre, på Kalla Vittjøn. Og i dag er det ikke noe til Vittjøn, men jeg kan lide meg på mange farverne i min hjemme, da kan man sætte litt med det, med litt Louis. Sida til Tidman, finere i min hjemme, da kan du se det. Det er noe tatt for unge, finere i min hjemme, da. Senere til det, jeg sitter i min lærere sammen, jeg har kraft. I've learned to wake up, so cool seen up the last few years. Did not, so much go, I've let me move up to it, and you've been to be able to.
Come on in, you know, what did you not know? This is a lot, now when you're down in the car, you're on the cover. She gone in one, would look to it, a cliff up to it, they might be look up. There, this is a good new one, didn't come on in, you wake it. Tanah wah, karena kui diserok tak kuda lah.
Nanti payah, tak nengi tu
macam orang orang ni.
Kapan ni aku mungkin ni tak nak tuh kira. Ibu aku sih jadi apa tak nak tuh kira. Ini kau dia ya. Aku nak rasa sebab macam sulit. Ini uskan usia macam. Kalau dia mata aku ini je, kalau ni dia sih boleh kita kawan ni, dia baik macam itu. Kalau kalau ni dapat job, dia sih asal lagi macam tu dia nak kau orang ni, dia macam kau dia macam tu juga. Kalau mata orang ni, dia sih kita belum makan apa ada semua mata, kau kata lagi macam sih dah, kan usah payah. Kalau sulit mana, pinjaman, kawan ni nak ikut dia kalau luar negeri terlawat, tak terlebih ni kalau ni ikut dia rali dia pelan, cuma lap nampak ni, macam ni kalau kena soal ni ni mana, yang mak tu dah sen, nak ikut hari itu, kalau nak nak dia ambil terus. Kalau kita nak keluar lagi nak, saya nak jalan yang tak, buat tak dijual lagi kita, nak habis tak, nak macam, tak nak jadi apa? Kita mahu kita pergi lah, mana tu kita nak, kita mesti kau di dalam kita macam ni. Ya,
mesti juga kita cara tak terus, cara cara
itu.
Maklum, kalau anda nak mendengar pun terang mak. Sebab ni risau kena tak mungkin. Ia kisah kita kita hotel sama kanu dulu. Sebab balik sana akan naya kalau di sok.
Wang, kita ni sih ini. You want to go home here? Jangan lupa tu. Jadi cukup. Macam mana dia mak kalau mak. Saya pergi sewa kajut, mak kita tahu, nak pergi kajut, tak keluar, terus pulak musim, mesti kasih mak kajut nak berlaku, nak bisu mereka, nak sewa di musim itu, nak sewa itu, pulih pun nak sadar nak sadar pun itu, dan mencari pelayan, terus pergi sana di luar negeri, tapi masih nak sini. Jualaniska pasti soal kita, karena munasib kohat kahat kita nak ukurlah senyap pokok kita tapi nak ini, kita ni kita nak kali apa yang kita sambut, aliska kita, dan munasib kita sangat ukur sekarang lagi, sulit tu munasib, senyap tu munasib, munasib munasib, dan yang sulit tu tak begitu. Kan, semua muzik jadi apa orang lagi, tuan. Program macam ni, program macam ni. Alah, semua nak bikin nak, kita sama ketinggalan kecil. Orang macam tu mungkin hati leh, nak tu hati mungkin. Semua, ekor tanggul tiga orang, tiga orang ni nak.
Pete, what kind of a program do you think that we should have in line with educating our young people, you know, about ways to get animals, you know?
Well, if you look at what they call a hunter to kill ratio, I mean, how much you have to get, it goes from back in the 40s to about the late 40s, which is a hunter get quite a few animals. Well, it started to go down during the 50s, and then went even further down during the 60s. Well, but the Inupiaq, the way they hunt is they take their sons out with them, or whoever, and then they show them father to son. They train them. And that father to son was broken up by the students like me, even our language, being shipped out to Edgecombe or Chimaw or Haskell or wherever. So where the hunter to kill ratio in the 60s was real low, that if I went out then without training from my father or my grandfather, I didn't get very much because I didn't know how. Didn't know how to chase nothing or even look up in the mountains and even know what I'm looking at because I didn't have that sharing experience with my father. Well, what's happened now is that with the kids not having to go to school no more, it's changed from a son to grandfather. Because we're the fathers and we don't know too much and we never did learn. But our grandfathers, for the most part, are still alive. So the hunter, how much they get, is going back up again because of that retraining, you know, to our younger ones. It's just like the language, you know, you have to learn it at home. I don't know if there's any way you can do it in school other than weapon skills, maybe, or how to take care of your snow machine or something that you can do in school, you know. But if you go out with your father or your grandfather and then take them out, take the young one out, I think that's the only way really to teach them. Where if they make a mistake, you can at least grab their head and spank them or make them do something different, you know. But if you're in the school, it's real hard because you're not sharing one-on-one with your own, you know. You're kind of giving a general description as to what you're really trying to do. And if you take your grandson out or your son and then show him, it means a lot more to him, and that's the whole about the way we hunt, you know. So I don't really know. I think it's the old people, you know, we don't think of fish and game as the experts. It's the old people, you people. That's how it's supposed to be because you have this home, this habit that has tracked this animal or have gotten this type of fish, and it's just something that, you know, you'll have to figure out how you want to pass your skill on.
I think maybe Reggie, can you teach any of that at Sivanilvik, the boys?
We do some of it, Elmer, but it's, you know, like with the fishing and stuff, when we have it, we do with what we can with what's in the season. It's, when moose hunting season comes along, we do what we can with that, and they get a lot of good experience that way, yes. But for other animals that are available after the summer, no. And like caribou hunting, Norvik's probably about the closest thing that has a lot of kids that does something because they use that boat and they take them up and do stuff with the kids up at Onion Portage. And I wanted to add on to what Pete was saying about younger hunters who get in the practice of wanton waste. I think one of the ways that can be handled is either through possibly IRAs or even elders councils. If there's people that are doing that over more than once or even first time, you know, let them know right away. Somebody's got to tell them if people know. And usually people in the village will know who's doing something. And, you know, if we take care of it right in our own village, then it won't have to go to the federal level. So that, because that person will learn right away if somebody, you know, shows them the right way. Maybe not scold them, unless they do it over again and again, but, you know, if they show them the right way right away. Then
I wonder how about if we do it in the impact day?
Well,
if we put it with the school.
It's a good idea, but you have to remember, though, also that as the season changes, so does what the Inupiaq times also change, you know, like fall time, early fall, or maybe early fall to us, but not to the people, not to Kogan. It's when they start hunting the caribou, and then just before freeze-up when we hunt the seal out here. It's a different region doing their thing at any particular time of year. Maybe Kobuk, what they do, maybe start trapping Tiktaalik or something while we're out doing seal or something. It's got to be probably more localized to the village level to where they can make a, like in the fall time when maybe we go out seal hunting with a boat or something, maybe we could take some of the younger ones out with us, you know. But then again, it's the school system. I have a son that used to run dogs, and like he participated in that here at the Cotton race, and it's the school system that makes them suffer because they put them on restriction when they get back, you know. There has to be to make it work with the school system in that the school can recognize it as a skill, you know, just as much a skill as learning to add or subtract or write something. I mean, it's what you're doing out there, you know, but it's the school system that doesn't recognize that as a skill that can be awarded, maybe with a grade or something.
Reggie, maybe when we meet this fall with the school system about the Inupiaq days, maybe you and I could, or some of our people could encourage them to put, you know, kind of, or teach it even every other Inupiaq day or something.
Well, there's, yeah. I think there's ways that we can get around it if we can get around the school system. But it would take a lot of communication with the local advisory. You know, we have to start with the local advisory school boards. And it would just be a matter of, you know, the kids could still write an English paper about what they did when they were getting Inupiaq training. You know, I mean, they could still do that kind of stuff.
Even math on miles. And
well, yeah,
figuring
out.
They can do all kinds of things.
There's different ways that we could make it work if we could find the people that would make it work. You know, the get the hunters that really, you know, that would spend the time, even if it's with a few kids to start with. Yeah.
Well, maybe maybe we could, you know, I and a few others could join the local advisory board starting this fall, you know, see if they, you know, think about it.
Okay, the big difference that you'll have to recognize, though, is that as time goes on, the way of living has changed. Where in your day, when you were young, all you remember is going for this, getting that. Now, the kid looks at a square thing tacked onto the wall and then just sits there. And the only thing he exercises is eyeballs and emotion, you know, and that's about it. Or before, I mean, you get blisters in your hand from chopping wood and taking fish out of nets and really working, you know. So somewhere along the line, you have to recognize that this cash economy thing is really putting a big dent in our culture, you know, that the cash economy where before, if you wanted a pile of wood, you had to go out and chop it yourself. Now you just dig in your pocket and go get somebody else to do it, you know. It's sort of like what they've been trying to do is taking away the initiative to do hard work, you know. And what they got to do with that hunting is kind of make them realize that it's hard work and you have to be good at it. And it's not just picking up a gun, jumping in the boat and going zipping off somewhere and just shooting it full of holes and then coming back with maybe hamburger or something. You know? Another way might work in the school system, though, is to take that gun, you know, that's the weapon, that's the instrument you use to shoot this animal, and then really make them proud on how they take care of it and even more proud on how they use it, you know, to where somebody will get a single shot and not these fancy military guns that shoot 50 shells before you even know where they all went, you know, because that's another reason why we get such a lot of dead caribou now is because with these guns that can shoot 30 shells and faster than you can count to 10, I mean, what they start doing is shooting into the herd. Well, the herd gets hit, you know, by the bullets, and some of them worse than others, the ones that fall first. But sooner or later, these crippled up ones, they're going to fall down someplace. If you can teach the kid that is doing the shooting that if you get a rifle that shoots only one shot, you better get something with that bullet or you're going to go hungry. It's a better approach, you know. So I think teaching them maybe something like weapons in school, maybe how to take care of their snow machine too, maybe the stuff that don't really matter, but what really adds up when you go get that animal, I think is the way to do it. And then where it boils down to where in a village, if the elders or the hunters have the time, like after they get all their meat and stuff, to take a few kids, and not necessarily the kids in trouble all the time, maybe one or two of them, anybody's kid, maybe that's got no father or somebody that would like to learn how to hunt and then teach them in the village. And just like in the village where your hunter comes down to here, and then maybe at my age is learning how to hunt out in the ocean. And then after you learn how to hunt in the ocean, maybe he wants to go to Point Hope and see what it's like to whale. It's, you know, it's okay. It's something they can use as a skill. And it'll make them a better hunter, you know, which is what our culture is all about, is the man getting the material for the women to do all the work.
One of our teachers has some girls high school boys up the road to go hunting. The boys went up the hill with guns and the girls stayed in the truck and they hit a porcupine with a rock. Porcupine with a rock. No good. So they got something. The girls got something. The boys stopped. Sure thought that was something. They went from the school.
Laura used to get seals on the beach, just hit them with an oar, you know, without a rifle. Women do lots of things.
Maybe we need to think too, several more years back, the older men used to teach the young boys, you know, together. In a cottage thing, all of these preparation things. And then by the time they were old enough to go out hunting with their fathers or their uncles, and the uncles were responsible for the boys too, to teach the boys how to hunt. By the time they were old enough to go hunting, the old people had taught them safety and weather and implements and all those things, you know, the things that they hunted with. And by the time they were old enough to go hunting, then the fathers and uncles took them out hunting. Maybe we could even look at that approach, you know. And I know Reggie wanted to have a program to send some older boys, like to Sealing Point and Sisolik, those places, to go hunting for seal with some of the families over there, and there were some families that were willing to take them in and teach them. But it's still during school year, and we too busy to work that out too. And the girls wanted to live with the families and learn how to cut seals, make seal oil, make bull meat up and all that stuff across there. And families were willing to take them in. But because it's still school year during that time, it just didn't work out. And we still talk about it, but it hasn't happened yet. I mean, we've got to do something.
Well, you probably could get with your school system and make it like a school project.
Well,
you just got to, like you said, you got to start with advisory school board and approval all the way through, all the way through.
Well, I guess probably, if you really, I'm going to do it.
You got to have good backing.
You just got to go do it.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it because just in the last few years, I've been bringing my kids up to camp to see when they're like, I've seen how much they've learned, especially little Reggie, who's like a shadow up there with me. And I never had that opportunity when I was a kid. I had to learn as an adult. And so, you know, it's not like you can take a kid one time, because I'm just finding out how much he's learning just from watching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, not that I say anything to him, unless he'll ask questions, but he watches me if I'm doing something all the time over and over. Sometimes he'll learn it, and he just does it, or starts asking questions or telling me what he learned. And so, you know, if you took kids, you'd have to do it with the same ones over and over and over.
That's why that camp is important. And I hear parents, local parents, complain that their kids don't know how to do this in camp, that they grew up doing this in camp, but their kids don't know how to do it. But they don't take their kids to camp, you know? You have to take them to camp if you want them to know that thing, you know, that you're complaining about. That's the way kids learn. That's the way we learn.
I think we need to. When I come up here, we will have a food. Shoot right through between those running boards and the sled. That's no problem. I just want to tell one of you to get in the upper. And me. And then the keep it near it all, okay? But, how long time that? You're going to get fun, one or two, you're going to get fun, and all we'll be trying to take keep it near it all, okay?
Pete McManus is amazing. I'd like to take that.
Gobin ni cha tati nuel di tinga rati tiring pi. Wa pali kuni makiti tinya ni le. Tatna. Nga ni me la ho ni le. Kui ma ko. Ni so gani. Ko la ko la. O lo ti su tuni. Ni ni ek ni bu da mi su bal. Na mu sa ok ti ka yo na ok ta ko la lo ko la ti pa ni ya. Ha yo ni ku ok ko. Ni so nga. The whole afternoon and me, oh Lord, I'm not. When I look up to me, I'm not there. 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 I'm not Jangan bilang, lama tak ni tahun ni kita mana sih nyuma, semoga nak makan ni, lihat sih untuk kita, kalau mana.
Teman tahu ke mana? Jalan belum ni, bisa bisa. Nak tiga tiga nak kau tiga, tiga tiga pada kau lekar lekir, harus baru dalam ni, anggur ni tak tahu ni. Walaupun kalau nak mengurut laut, kalau kita semua walaupun kita tanpa urut ini, kita makan di sana kita nak lari, kita nak makan. 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 Nen, nak tiru tipne, tak nak kau tiru, kita kau tiru. Kita nak kau ini jual ayat tu, tak lama kita tak dicek tu. Betul, itu mahu kau tiru lah, kerana kerma, baik mor, agak nak pan, agak kesini kita kau nak cok. Hati, nak tiru nanti temat kau, tiup tu tiru juga, agak kaki, tak kau kan tiru pagar. Elektrik ni juga, waktu ni tu sahaja kayak tu, kalau lagi pagi tu macam tu agilan, karena kalau ni lagi tu sendiri pun macam sabot di kau, tak nak sendiri yang kepada pemalai duit, elektrik tu macam so kayu diksak, suka luar ni agilnya tu, thank you. Maka tak takut di telefon ni tak nak cukup mengurangi aku tak aliran walik tak maka kalau ngayal tuan maka keberhasil tengah tahun lalu winak kita hebit marai di belayan ni darungan ni ulal kita lalu di lebih dini kita lakui aliran oleh apalik regional elders coordinator report
buat sama tak kaman temuna sabay kapit nun nunak niya makunan niya utok kanani kayo to ni rahota piro ni tap na pisip ka rahota ukotil huwin mibnyugin yung makutok kanat tamakon liin nun eh naglano po ipagkaw kakpat ukotil walupisi tam na kanok tam na ukiwag kanok sabotigin sabak-sabak iglatin ni rahota piro ni Jadi mau kau tiga ni kita makan lepas ini
kalau diiral lekar kami, kami ni kalau nak pun nak pilih, nanti kita nanti kita nanti ingat tahu ni adalah pilih sama juga, sama kalau mau ni.
Tak, nanti suka lah tuh dua gelan, mana ikhlas kau tiga panolnya, si doktor mana macam ni yang bagi jenis adalah, pilih nyawa tu nak pilih apa jalan. Dan aku lupa yang petang non ni, kalau hidup ni, buat ini perhati di kalau makan nono lak ni jaya top, nono nak ya di yang ini makna, mesti tak teh jangan, semua ni macam curo, sulit macam mana, beli jamai, kanok, di parti pun. Kayong nakaulun makuntok panat matimuna at wakon rin ako dulo at wakon matang bilit siya rame kayong the video and of them yet, you got to do after it. One, two, one, me to one of them. And you lower on that, the little dana, and of them in the pocket me that the kind of one look. It's been you, but then it's you that land on the party. And look, see one of them on the kind of one. Because you see them on the way, and what you do, get them on it, look, get them on it, and I'll pay you. Sabro muna, kuwa, anong siwong nilupi? Baka natura kaya sa kuwa po niya. Ano? Kayo din na ilik ako, nung nakira niya. Kaya ako talaga magbilita. Ikayo kong magtilana. Kaya ako, ikayo kong magtawabaya ako. Pinira ang puti. Ano niya, tama na. Ilip-ilip niya, kanikakulo. Ilip-ilip, natura kaya sa lapa. Ano, ano?
Sebagai negara itu, tak nengalok tengah ribu, tak nesiwan nengukup sih, kayak kiri lari jodoh, tamna selagi najak kalau kup sih, wadaku ini pada tel kalau hanya jadi ni, allah ni yang nak tak ter, allah ni yang ini kita mesti tak nesiput maksi, mesti negi dahulu, wajin kayak kiri lari sih kup sih, semua kami jurang ini allah ni tak tak.
Sama supaya kami mataku Christmas pun sama ni pengen sebulan ni beli cawan untuk lawak tu tuling harap nana muka ni tuling harap sama ni pengen supaya durang meglan aku kan orangnya senyap sahuran lagu tahun ni tiup ting nak supaya
kayu tingin
Abdo perkhangi semua nak utar mana? Abdo kami pilih nak untuk kalau pun.
Abdo kami jadi perapan hari kami banyak banyak tak. Ini pak de. Abdo kita kalau nak.
Ini berjaya nak.
Tapi mau kita lawan hidup sini, kita guna. Kujip tiga nak kena saya ikut sama lah. Kalau dua nak kena saya ikut. Tapi nak kujip tiga, bukan ni. Tukil dia lagi nak kira. Karena pergi sama tiga, kujip tiga kalau nak itu ni, tukil ni lah kau tu. Tapi dengan kalau kita out, kita nak tahu. Nak punya kerja ibu jangan pernah kira kalau ibu tak ada kan? Tidak ada.
Well, the elders want us to visit their villages around October because you back there and other things that doesn't help us. Meeting of the devil, right?
The rest, if you make any cuts, call Cliff Samako. Back there, I'll learn how to do it. So, you know, you're singing a little prayer. Jadi, saya tak nak tamu cuma nak satu. Do you have anything to add on to this, ladies?
To the agenda?
you know, about Robert's regional elder coordinator's report, or about this, us or you guys going to the village. They have decided that it should be in October. Is that okay with you? Yeah. Arga. Now it's your turn.
My turn.
Nana regional, I mean Nana dorm status report.
Okay. That's.
Is this the only one? Is this the only one you have? If you put in my file about the job opening.
Just the job opening. Yes. There's. I'm not sure what's all in your packets, but. We just got a memo from Sarah last week about the dorm parents in Fairbanks. And so late or early this week, I guess, we put it on the radio for people to take Jack and Ella Jones's place in Fairbanks at the Manor Dorm. And I had brought it up to you at our last meeting, hoping by this time it would have been out so that we would have applicants for you to go over. That's not the case. If most of you are going to be here for a week, I think the closing date is on the 1st or 2nd of August. This morning when I got in to 1 o'clock, I had 3 telephone calls about that job, so people are hearing it on the radio. And so we should have some applicants by August 1st. And I'm not even sure what day August 1st is, or August 2nd is. I think August 1st is Friday.
Friday.
So maybe for a while, Saturday afternoon or something, we could get together and go over them if we have any, and I can let you know, just as long as you let me know where you're staying, if you're going to be here for the whole week. Two younger people called, one from Cotsby, one from Deering, and then I just got a call on the CB from a married couple that are going to pick up an application on Monday. And so people are hearing it, and they're calling and inquiring about it and asking for applications. So, although we don't have anything for you now, other than to tell you this, maybe by the 1st we'll have some applications if you're willing, and if you're not too meeting out from ICC to get together for, I would think it might take anywhere from 1 to 2 hours, depending on how many applications. And that's it for that part. we just want to let you know that we're in full swing. We have right now 44 kids out there, 11 and 12 year olds. First bunch. Looks like we'll have at least 50 in the second half of this, not more. Next, the week after ICC, we had about almost, well, over 70, maybe 75, 9 and 10 year olds, and I think about 33 or 34, 7 and 8 year olds up there. So we're passing through a lot of kids.
It's been over 200 now.
We're over 200?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, and we still got 3 weeks to go after this week. Our staff is really looking forward to this week off. For our elders this year, we have Clarence and Marie Woods from Ambler, also Tommy and Irene Tibbetts from Norvig. And they've been good. Busy for the most part. Everybody, our counselors have been real busy. the kids. I'll tell you this, all the fish that we put up, sheepish, whitefish, sea, and some salmon, we've been giving to the senior center for the ICC elders meeting. And we've been bringing in a load every week, along with the kids who go out and pick koroks and clean them and cook them. And we brought those in, and then we just had a bag that they had just picked the day before I came down, and I brought that in. And so we've been trying to help with the ICC and some food for that. Dried fish and half dried, and some fresh, even heads. And so they've been pretty busy out there. I gotta tell you, it's a dangerous place to have a birthday. I had a birthday up there on Monday, and I've forgotten, because in the last couple of years, and my birthday's been on a weekend, so there's been nobody around, and I kind of forgot. The way my daughter put it was, they said, 1, 2, 3, go, and he went way up in the air, and I don't see him no more. That was my 3-year-old telling Linda how they threw me in the river. Anyway, it's berries are, you know, when the berry season comes, we'll be picking berries with the kids, and still working on fishing. We're making a change. And I talked to you about this, I think, last spring. You know, the Melvin Channel and Blue come together. We cleared it this week, the kids, and we're going to move our insects over there.